The House will be in order. Introduction of bills.
Senate File 2408 by Whit for a bill for an act relating to state and local finances by making and supplementing appropriations, providing for legal regulatory responsibilities, providing for other properly related matters, and including effective date provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for committee or amendment and passed on file. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchettle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good evening, Mr. Speaker. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Mr. Speaker, at this time I ask for unanimous consent to immediately consider House File 2625.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Butler, Representative Grassley, for opening remarks on House File 2625.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Mr. Speaker, I ask unanimous consent to substitute Senate File 2408, which is identical to House File 2625.
Are there objections? Hearing none, the chair recognizes Representative Grassley for opening comments on Senate File 2408.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Just wanted to briefly, and I know that time is late, and I want to thank all of you for your patience working through these circumstances we've been under the last 24 hours, briefly walk through when we left last Thursday, leading us to where we're at today with the decision that we're about to make as a legislature, and then the subsequent action that will be later, which will be suspending session for 30 days. When we left last Thursday, we made it very clear that we were waiting for guidance from CDC, Department of Public Health, as well in conjunction with the governor, before we'd make any decisions that we're going to make here this evening and then with the other resolution we have before us. As the weekend developed, the Senate and the House leadership met with the governor, and we obviously, as we all know, reached the levels of 250 as far as mass gatherings. That happened as of Sunday. Throughout the day, as things developed, obviously there were some more announcements made when it came to school districts, the governor's recommendations. So this thing, and what I think we need to be very clear for our constituents and hopefully the body recognizes, is this thing is a very fluid situation, changing almost hourly in some cases. And so it leads us to where we are here tonight, considering Senate File 2458. Okay, apologize for that. So where we're at with what this contains, and the decision that we're making here tonight, just be mindful that the goal is obviously to come back as soon as possible when this situation puts all the members in a better position to be in the building. But if we can't be, we want to make sure that Iowans know that before the legislature takes a 30-day pause, that we have left it in a situation that if we can't be back, we're not going to have a shutdown of state government. We're not going to have services that Iowans depend on not being followed through with from the state's perspective. So to that end, the first part of the bill we'll deal with, that I'll go over, would be the supplemental. The plan was to handle that within Representative Frye's HHS budget, but we're going to make sure that we get this done in case we're not able to be here in a timely manner. You want to have the certainty. That will involve Hawkeye, Medicaid, $600,000 for Glenwood, as well as the state hygienics lab, which will be $525,000. That should get us about roughly 6 weeks worth of testing. And for those of you that are concerned beyond the 6 weeks, we also have some other language in here which will give the governor the ability to continue to address that, especially through the testing kits at the state hygienics lab. We are also granting 2 months of the 21 for the 21 budget, or excuse me, for the 21 budget at the 20 budget number, so it'll be status quo for 2 months if we are not able to come back by July 1st. We wanted to give that certainty again. The goal would obviously to be back, but if we are unable to do so, there'll be an additional 2 months at a status quo level where the state will be sure to avoid a situation where we won't have to shut down or put us in a situation where we have to come here to make those decisions. Also, currently the governor has transfer authority within her budget. This will temporarily waive the limits as well as the notices that are involved with that. Again, giving the flexibility to the governor that while we are not here or if we're unable to be back, the governor would have some flexibility to make sure she can address the concerns that may arise as the situation is changing on a daily basis. As well as, and then back to tying into the, obviously we added $525,000 for the kits with the hygienics lab. This would allow the governor to access the Economic Emergency Fund, up to 10% of that. The fund has about $196 million in it, so she would be able, the governor would be able to access 10% of that. Anything beyond that, the legislative council would have to approve. I think that gives the governor some flexibility to react quickly, but it also makes sure that this body and the Senate as well still is at the table for any of those decisions beyond that level. So we wanted to give the governor flexibility. We also didn't want to cede all of our authority when it comes to budget matters. And then the piece that I'm sure many of you have been contacted about would be waiving the school days. So this language will take, the legislature make a decision this evening to waive up till April 12th. As of April 12th, that decision will have been made by the legislature. As of April 13th, the governor then will have the authority to either blanket waive across the state those days moving forward if needed, or be able to do it on a case-by-case basis. Again, this situation is very fluid, and we have tried to leave ourselves in a position where the legislature is still at the table for these decisions being made, but since this is changing as rapidly as it is, giving the governor flexibility to be able to react, not knowing what the timeline looks like when the legislature can come back. So with that, Mr. Speaker, that concludes my opening comments.
Amendment H8164 was not filed in a timely manner, is therefore ruled out of order. Is there a discussion on Senate File 2408? The chair recognizes the gentleman from Floyd, Representative Pritchard. State your point.
I believe I had my microphone in order prior to the gentleman from Floyd.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Woodbury, Representative Hall.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Thank you also, Speaker Grassley, for your overview of what's contained in this bill. As the day has plodded along, I think most of us have been recognizing both the gravity of the situation and the solemnity of the situation that brings us here tonight and the actions that the legislature is making. Some of those, I think, also kind of crept into our world in uncomfortable ways in recent days, and I think we're starting to see them at home, starting to feel them in different ways, and I know visiting with members of our caucus upstairs, we're also mindful of how quickly the situation could change. At home this weekend, my mother had actually just returned from out-of-state travel, and I had the awkward experience of being excited for her to be home again, but also having to have a conversation and greeting with her through the window of a car 6 feet away, because we're trying to separate ourselves and make sure that we are being safe for each other and safe for our community. This bill, I think, strikes a fairly good balance of standing up as an institution for ourselves and the legislature, making sure that through legislative council actions, we preserve our own control of the budget and hopefully an ability to voice concerns as the situation evolves. I appreciated being able to spend some time earlier this afternoon with members of the Republican House leadership to talk through real concerns and also make sure that this conversation shows people at home who look at us as community leaders and legislative leaders showing a united front to the best ability that we possibly can, while also having open and candid conversations about ways that we need to stick up for ourselves as an institution, preserve authority, and how far we also know we must provide some flexibility to the governor right now. Visiting with my members, there are things that we do believe could be improved upon. And it's not to say in any context that these improvements are ones that we would factor as political or partisan in nature. They simply reflect the contacts that we're receiving from our own constituents. We know that some of these gaps will become clearer to us in the coming weeks. It's my hope that the legislature will be able to safely reconvene in a form that allows us to address them, to continue to help people during their greatest times of need, and I think that we should expect probably to hear stories that tease out the real purpose of this institution in standing up for people across the state. The belief that government can do well by its citizens in supporting them, keeping them safe and healthy. A few of the things that I'll mention my caucus did have an interest in is greater protections, potentially past those suggested by the governor, for people on unemployment benefits. If they somehow lose work or are laid off by their employer, we need to make sure that they are able to maintain some level of economic security. I would say the same is true for preserving their ability to remain in a home, whether that's owned or rented. We want to make sure that these folks are not evicted simply because they have lost that economic livelihood, and we don't want to put them in a situation where their loss only spirals further downward. And lastly, the advent of telehealth. We all understand in this chamber and have listened to many health providers in our own communities how important this has been to our state, especially in rural corners, and the potential for it to continue to be helpful here. For those, I want to say again, we are with you. This is a united front. I appreciate what steps we are about to take, but I also want to give and honor the comments and constituent requests that we are receiving at home. And with that, I would move to suspend the rules to immediately consider amendment H8164 to Senate File 2408.
The gentleman from Woodbury requests to immediately suspend the rules and call up H8164. There is a division and record asked for. The clerk will open the machine and record your vote. This is a record roll call vote. Bossman, no. Have you all now voted? The clerk will close the machine and record your vote. The House will pay attention to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 41. Those voting no, 52. Absent or not voting, 7. The amendment the request to suspend the rules has failed. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Floyd, Representative Pritchard.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good evening, Mr. Speaker, and ladies and gentlemen of the Iowa House. I'll make a few brief comments. Today's actions mark a significant event in the history of this House of Representatives. And I'm proud that we've come together to pass a piece of legislation that will enable our executive branch to take the necessary action to deal with the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. I'm convinced that bold action is needed to protect the state from the coronavirus. This legislation gives the governor that ability to protect Iowans from this deadly virus. I strongly encourage the governor to look out for the protection of all Iowans. Disasters always tend to harm society's most vulnerable, children, the poor, and the elderly. We must ensure that she takes action that minimizes the disruption to the lives of these people. We must also take action and steps to protect the working families of this state, that we give them the tools and resources to weather the next few months without fear of losing their homes and their economic security. This pandemic will come with an economic cost, there is no doubt. So we must do whatever is necessary to ease the burden on working families as well. I hope that the powers that we're giving the governor allow her to do just these things. Finally, we will face this emergency together, whether we like it or not. It knows no party. It knows no race or ethnicity or religion. The best way to go forward is to work together for all Iowans. We as Iowans have met many challenges in the past, and this is no different. I'm confident that we will rise to the occasion as a state and as a people and put this chapter behind us. May God bless you and your family, and I look forward to seeing you when we readjourn. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes Speaker Grassley for closing remarks on Senate File 2408.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I appreciate the comments from my colleagues and Representative Hall and with the amendment. That was voted down at this evening. We had discussions about very similar issues within those conversations that we had, and the part of the difficulty that we were trying to find is, number one, how in a timely fashion, if our goal was to get done today, which I think we all obviously were working towards, how do we get done today, identifying each and every one of those? If we were unable to do that, the other option then is, how much authority are you willing to grant to the executive branch in this legislation to be able to do that? To make it very clear for the body, the executive branch and the governor has significant amount of powers in emergency situations and other health-related situations. And we asked a lot of questions of the governor's office and her team about making sure that some of the issues that were brought up, not only in the amendment, but other things you're hearing about from your constituents, that there was some flexibility within the powers that they currently have to try to address some of those. So that would, we were just trying to really strike that balance and felt that with the current authority that the governor has was the best way for us to move forward without the legislature giving up any more power that would maybe not affect us today, but could set a new precedent as we move forward if there's ever another situation like that. So we recognize that, and I know that the governor is mindful of some of those situations that do exist. And I think the other thing that we need to be proud of as a legislative body is that we've left ourselves in a situation with the budget decisions that we've made, that we do have a full economic emergency fund. We have a significant ending balance that stands before us today. Our cash reserves are full, giving us the ability, and part of the conversations that have happened around budgets in this room, part of the justification for budgets that have passed is just for a scenario where we find ourselves in tonight. So I think we need to be proud of the decisions that we have made to leave ourselves in a good position to deal with such a difficult situation. And to all the members that stuck through a long day of work, I just want to thank all of you. We've done this obviously to make sure that those services that Iowans expect from us will be there if the legislature is unable to be back. So again, thanks for all your hard work today. We appreciate being able to work with the minority party to achieve this. And with that, Mr. Speaker, I move Senate File 2408.
The gentleman from Butler moves the bill be read for the last time and placed on its passage. Are there objections? Seeing none, the clerk will read.
Senate File 2408, a bill for an act relating to state and local finances by making and supplementing appropriations, providing for legal and regulatory responsibilities, providing for properly related matters, and including effective date provisions being enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
The question now is, shall the bill pass? Those voting, those in favor of its passage shall vote aye. Those opposed shall vote no. The clerk will receive your vote. Have you all now voted? The clerk will close the machine and record your vote. The House will pay attention to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 93. Those voting no, 0. Absent or not voting, 7. The bill having received a constitutional majority is declared to have passed the House. Are there objections to the title? The chair hears none. The title is agreed to.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchittle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good evening, Mr. Speaker. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Mr. Speaker, at this time, I ask unanimous consent for the immediate consideration of Senate Concurrent Resolution 102.
The gentleman from Harrison asks unanimous consent for immediate consideration of Senate Concurrent Resolution 102. Are there objections? The chair hears none, and the clerk will read.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 102 by Whitfer, a concurrent resolution to provide for the extended adjournment of the 2020 regular session of the 80th General Assembly for the related matters.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchittle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I move the adoption of Senate Concurrent Resolution 102.
You have all heard the motion. Those in favor will say aye. But we're going to open the machine for you to say aye, and those of you opposed will vote no. Will the clerk open the machine and receive your vote?
Clerk will close the machine. The House will pay attention. Results of the vote. Those voting aye, 93. No, 0. Absent or not voting, 7. Chair recognizes, the motion prevails and the resolution is adopted. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchettle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I ask for unanimous consent to immediately message Senate File 2408 and Senate Concurrent Resolution 102 to the Senate.
Are there objections? The chair hears none, so ordered. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchettle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I ask for unanimous consent to immediately withdraw House File 2625.
Are there objections? Chair hears none, so ordered. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchettle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, ladies and gentlemen of the House, that concludes floor action for the time being. All I'll say is be well, take care, God bless. Mr. Speaker, I move that the House adjourn until time that is appropriate for the House to reconvene.
You have all heard the motion from the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchettle. All those in favor shall vote aye.
Aye.
All those opposed will vote no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it, and the House is adjourned.